everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. This podcast episode will discuss Sun in Virgo, which is from approximately August 23rd to September 22nd each year. Virgo is the second Earth sign of the zodiac. The ruling planet of Virgo is Mercury, who rules communication and commerce. Mercury also rules intelligence, reason, and rationality, and is a bit of a jack of all trades. The symbol of Virgo is the Virgin, which represents purity and modesty, as well as industrious and service of oneself and one's talents. Virgo has to do with how to rechannel your energy into a productive type of nature. So you may find that Virgos are a bit high strung and have to find different outlets to channel the, you know, the immense types of energy that they're tapped into. The glyph that is related to Virgo is a straight line connected with two curved lines and represents wisdom tied to feelings and emotions crossed by practicality. While the first sign of the zodiac, Taurus, is related to critical thinking and criticism and has to do with specific minute facts, Virgo builds on this type of understanding of knowledge. And the key word for Virgos is I analyze. So Virgos have the ability to look at multiple different perspectives and weigh them with pros and cons, analyzing both sides of an opinion and not necessarily getting stuck into one narrow viewpoint. Virgo is the sign of self-improvement, and they can be a bit of a perfectionist. They consistently analyze themselves and others as well as their surroundings. Virgo has a tendency to be a bit of a neat freak, likes things organized, and particularly may like things to be a bit more simple and plain or organized in a specific way or categorized to their liking. The part of the body ruled by Virgo are the nervous system and the intestines. They are susceptible to illness caused by stress and nervous tension, as well as to ulcers. Virgos also may have a very weak stomach, and the earthy nature of this sign may make it helpful for Virgos to have a plant-based diet or pay particular attention to the types of foods that you're eating to ensure that you're getting a very nutritious diet. One of the things that Virgos can do in order to aid the healing of their stomach is to take peppermint by drinking peppermint tea or having peppermint pills as a way to help the stomach and also the intestines through different types of digestive problems. The magical birthstone related to Virgo is Sapphire, which can bring tranquility of mind and protects against illness and injury, especially when traveling. In addition, the use of Sapphire, particularly blue Sapphire, brings a balance between your throat chakra and your third eye. So it can bring insights when you are doing things like writing, or if you're needing to do anything to do with speeches or different types of communication. Sapphire can definitely be a support stone to bring in the intuition needed to express things with both your emotions and logic. Another magical gemstone associated with Virgo is Sardonyx, which brings courage, confidence, and clear communications. The animals associated with Virgo are small domestic pets, and Virgos usually have a natural affinity with animals of all kind. Just like other earth signs, Virgos have a tendency to want to control things. And particularly Virgos, who consistently analyze every situation, they may have a disability to take action when needed. So at the end of the day, when you weigh each side of an opinion or each side of a decision, eventually you're going to need to take action. And sometimes that action is going to be based more on your heart than your mind. So listening to your heart more is something that Virgos can take into consideration to not get so lost in the pros and cons and pluses and minuses, you know, stuck in your head. Sometimes other people don't necessarily like to be analyzed. And so just to keep, you know, understanding of the different needs and the different emotional needs that other people have might be very helpful for Virgo as well, to particularly ask, you know, why someone is doing something instead of just coming to an assessment of what is happening. Virgos, again, as an earth sign, can be very lucky when it comes to money and abundance. And special key needs to be paid attention to the types of thoughts and beliefs that they are having. If they believe that they will have abundance and that they deserve nice things and that they have the skill set to go out and manifest the things that they want in this world, that's going to be the mindset that brings them the abundance that they crave. Alternatively, if they are susceptible to negative belief systems and they are critical of others and they put themselves down, they're only going to be attracting more negative things to happen. Additionally, Virgos also have an association with the spider. And the spider is very special because it weaves different timelines together and weaves futures together. So Virgos have the ability, if taken control over, to plan their future, to impact other people's lives. And often they create different organizations or community groups or different types of programming that affects their families or friends or broader communities. They have the ability to build things up and look at the long term and ensure that this long term planning, you know, has all of the people that they need or communications, you know, that they need or administration. So Virgos have a very unique talent of building things up one step at a time. If a Virgo is feeling scattered, which may happen from time to time because they do spend a lot of time in their logical mental area, grounding in a way that suits you is going to really bring that scatteredness down to earth again. So if you can go out on a trail or spending time in nature or even connecting with plants through herbology or cooking, researching different diets or foods, Virgos may like to also look into supplements and nutrition, making sure that they're getting that earth element in the best in all the ways possible, is going to be really helpful to help that Virgo be grounded back into reality, you know, as much as they can. Even meditation would help, centering yourself, thinking about your core, doing meditations to root yourself into the ground. Those are all going to be things that bring this scattered energy back to your core so that you're not feeling so drained and get mental fog or mental fatigue. Perhaps the biggest thing for Virgos to overcome is their constant worrying about things. And the thing about earth signs is they worry to prepare themselves for the future. And there's only a certain amount of things you can do to prepare for things in the future. And often the things that we worry about never really happen. And the negative thing about worrying is it's very negative and it takes a toll on your body, your health, and your spirit. So instead of fixating on that next problem over and over again, Virgos can either trust the universe, trust themselves, or even trust a higher power to be able to relax and know that even when something that you perceive as negative is happening, it may just be for your higher good. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.